God. Oh,
gosh. I tell you. Ooh.
Ooh, look Ooh. At you. Ooh, you are harried. I'm harried.
I'm nervous as a snake.
Oh.
Did you know snakes were nervous?
I didn't.
Well, as I'm might want to tighten that up a little bit.
Set those to loop a little bit.
I've looked all over for green onions and I can't find any. Do you have any idea where I might be able to find some?
Oh, funny you should mention that. Oops.
Oh. Is that the American Idol as you push?
It was. This is right next to Poopy. Okay. Pop Idol.
Just Pop Idol. Let's just go ahead and do that right now. Get ready now. Here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. The funny, the wild, the gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. Don't talk about nothing but your laughter, your cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh.
Oh, we really should end with a farm.
Man!
And welcome.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Well, oh, no, I wasn't talking to you yet. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 22nd of December in the festive year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who's not ho-ho-ho. I mean, I'm Mr. Larry H. Vader, and at Christmas that spell...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Mm. Oh, it's so nice at Christmas to have it spelled correctly.
It's true. It's true. V-A-D-E-R, not spelled B-A-C-O-N family, ignoring me. And joining me today is the fat one. See, all my bacon family jokes were lost last week because the show didn't get posted. And joining me today is the fat one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi,
maybe
Big Fatty.
Maybe you can deliver those jokes Wednesday evening.
Probably not.
Well, you know, the fat man's coming.
He's coming, and don't post that on the Twitty because you'll get banned.
No, but, you'll get banned.
You'll get banned. Although these days, I think you can post most anything. But y'all, as we hinted over and over, and well, we didn't hint, we just said, y'all, last week, we're sorry there was no little show last week. Y'all, we did record one. And
it's the season of miracles, and you know, so many Christmas wishes were answered last week.
Exactly. Y'all got ready to export the show. Actually, I did export the show, and I always listen back a little bit.
Oh yeah,
and I don't listen to the whole show, but I'll listen to the beginning and then skip just to make sure the audio is okay. There's nothing funky going on, and y'all, my track was going. And then Big Fatty's was there. Y'all, I could see the waveforms. Unavailable. Would not export his track. So anyway.
Again, it's the season of miracles.
Y'all, it is. And also the sound effects didn't export either. I don't know what was going on. And y'all, I just went ahead and deleted that file. So
I'm just going to go ahead and make a suggestion. The mix.
The mix.
Is on waivers right now. Excuse me, hyenas.
Ah.
And... Maybe, you know, they're very good at the audio.
I'm sorry. Can you finish that statement with a straight face?
I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there.
Y'all, truthfully, we have another way to record that's going to sound better, that's going to be more professional. But y'all, that's just not what this is. And I'm sorry. Like, that would take... effort that I am not willing to put in to editing and to like all that. You know, I could bounce it just like Vera. I have Pro Tools. I mean, should we really want to get fancy?
Gal would love to bounce it.
I know. And y'all, you know, of course I have Logic and all that too, but truthfully, for what we're doing, via Zoom and Loopback, y'all, it's not going to happen. So this is what it is. And it would sound 120 times better if we were doing this in person and cueing the sound effects live in person. But y'all, you'd never get a show because we would have to get together and which, you know, we don't live far apart, but anyway, but either way. So yeah. So, so basically y'all, I'll just cut to the chase about the last week's little show that you missed. Y'all, there wasn't much to report.
Didn't miss anything.
Cause we, I think we ended the show a little bit early cause we had nothing.
We did. I had three birthdays last week.
Wow.
And I mean, it was, we had nothing. It was, you know, we just started off and said, y'all, we got nothing today. And it's, we really didn't.
And like, y'all, I had been to the Dirty Myrtle, to the Pulse Ultra Club. I did it by myself because he was drinking his beverage.
I was. It's my hot tea.
Oh. Y'all, we're recording this on Monday night late. We'll get to that in a minute. But y'all, I had been to the Pulse Ultra Club. And y'all, Chris was there and we, y'all, they got me intoxicated. I had Waffle House at midnight. Really, that's
they got you intoxicated at the Waffle House.
Well, yes, actually, I was. There are text messages that prove that. But y'all, so really, that was the story. That's it.
Some bacon jokes too.
Well, there were a lot of bacon jokes because, you know, the Bacons were here on the East Coast, not far from where I've been, and we'll get to that later. Right. Nothing. Mm. They said, "Oh, well, there was something." It was, "Oh, Larry, maybe next year."
She's very busy.
I know.
Very busy. I know. Busy eating the scalloped potatoes.
Ooh, but not the Delmonico house. Potatoes. Y'all, I'm making the Delmonico potatoes for Court Monday. I'm very excited
tell
about
us,
that.
Just a quick rundown. Just call this instead of hints from Heloise, it'll be hints from Vaderese.
Hints.
How do you make Del? Yes.
Oh.
Hints on how to make Delmonico potatoes.
Oh, y'all, Delmonico potatoes, super easy to make. Now,
see, I knew it.
Here's the thing. The Hat and the Hat Arena are hosting Crumma Dinner for the family. So it's me and the two of them, and then my mother's sister and her husband and their son and daughter and son-in-law and their son. Either way, so there's nine of us. That's it. It's not a huge crowd, but y'all, the Father Hat wanted steak for Crema. He wanted prime rib. And so Tootie, my cousin Tootie and I.
You know, the Von's East has it on sale.
Well, she got it. So Tootie and I got together, and Tootie bought the prime rib. Actually, I think the Hat Arena gave her cash money to use for it.
Oh, good.
But she gave her $60 and said, "I hope that'll be enough." And I think we just said, "Yes, that." Yes,
it wasn't.
Yeah, that's good. That's good because, you know, whatever.
Because even on sale at the Von's East, it was $9.99 a pound.
Yeah.
Last year it was $6.99 a pound.
Right. Yeah. Which is and that's how this all started, is because the Von's East had the really good sales on the prime rib at the Crema, and so that's how Tootie and I started this, because it was like, well, we'd much rather have prime rib.
But before we go any further, so when you and Tootie are together, is it kind of like Tutti Frutti?
Yes, Tutti Frutti and okay. Ike. Ike is her husband. and so Tutti Frutti and Ike, and so Ike, y'all, he's got one of them Traeger machines, the smokers, and so y'all,
I think Miss Bacon has one of those.
She does. Okay. You know, the straight people love a good Traeger. But anyway, Mike loves cooking the prime rib, so that's his contribution. So he's doing that, and then I'm doing the shrimp with the remoulade dipping sauce. Y'all, I'm doing caviar dip. We are going to see how well this goes over with the Hattie
people.
Don't
tell them what it is.
Right. Right. Tootie knows, but
right. But don't tell anybody else.
Y'all, we're starting the meal with freezer door martinis, which is a terrible idea. For the record, Tootie and Larry both acknowledge that this is a bad idea, because y'all, we do Christmas lunch, Crema lunch, and so we do this promptly at 11:30 a.m. in the morning, and so we
who doesn't need a Well, you did say you were doing it at the hat, so I think it's very appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we're doing it. Because Tootie said, do you want me to bring the wine? I said, I've already made the Freezador martinis. They're in the freezer. And y'all, all that is you buy a good bottle of vodka, whatever you'd make your martini out of, and you pour out about a cup of the vodka-ish, if you get a 1.75 bottle. And then you put in about 3/4 of a cup of water and about, you know, a little less than 1/4 cup of like briny, like olive juice. And then if you want vermouth, you just put in your drop of vermouth, you shake it, and then you put the whole bottle in the freezer. And that way when people show up, they're ice cold, but you're not standing there shaking martinis. Do I know that it is not a proper martini?
Yes.
Yes. Am I going to stand there and shake martinis for 8 people?
No.
No. I'm not
going to. However, by the time you have the second one, it is a proper martini.
Right, right. And so doing that, and I've got to cut up the vegetables for the crudité still, but I was waiting on that. But then we're having the prime rib, but we're having Delmonico potatoes because, you know, I told everyone because they've been instructed they can only bring one side. It was, this is not a giant potluck. This is not a Thanksgiving feast. We are having a nice, filling, delicious lunch as a family. We've had a rough year.
We're going for quality, not quantity.
Correct. And I said, you can bring one side dish. And if you insist, you can bring a dessert. However, it cannot be a full-size cake under any circumstances. So that really sent some ripples through the Hat Arena and the Ant Arena, Ant Arena. And y'all Tootie didn't care because she wasn't going to make one anyway. But because she and I both have a rule against that.
Will you be making a fruity cake?
No, I'm not. I have a cheesecake. Actually, the cheese and all is ready downstairs, the cream cheese. So I'll be making that as soon as we finish recording. Making an Oreo cheesecake. Y'all, I was going to make a peppermint bark cheesecake, but I couldn't find any peppermint bark. I waited too long to buy it. So it's just going to be an Oreo cheesecake. No big deal. Although I might
now, are you making a whole one or are you just going to make a
whole one? Yep.
Ooh. So you can bring a whole cheesecake, just not a whole cake.
No, that is not at all the case. They can't do any of those things. The cheesecake is the primary dessert. If they like to bring something else, they are welcome to, but we don't want the mother, the Hat Arena, and the Ant Arena, because y'all, both of their husbands are not in a good way. And so they've been taking care of them all year, and we do not want them cooking for 3 weeks. So back to the Delmonico potatoes. So it's from the Delmonico Hotel in New York City. I believe it was New York City. From way back in the early 1900s. That's back in your day. And the y'all, it's a kind of a bastardized recipe of it, but it's so easy, it's worth it. So you make a sauce with heavy cream and cheese and that sort of thing. Delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a bowl, you mix that with more cheese and frozen hash brown potatoes, but like the chunky ones, like the Southern style, you know, not the shredded ones. Mix it, put it in a casserole dish, bake it, and it comes out tasting like a loaded baked potato. So I think it's got bacon. I think you'd cook bacon. I don't remember. I've got all the stuff downstairs. But either way, you're just really heating stuff up in a pot, you know, and making a, I guess it's almost a bechamel, but not quite. It's more of a cheese sauce, I guess, and pouring it over the frozen chunky potatoes. And y'all, I'm telling you, you can look on all recipes for Delmonico potatoes, and there's 100 recipes, but it's the most popular one is basically the one I use. Y'all, couldn't be easier. And it also,
well, if somebody else made it, it would be easy.
Well, and here's the thing, I'll make it the night before and put it in the casserole and put the casserole dish in the fridge. So the morning of, I just bring it out, let it warm up a little bit so it doesn't crack. And y'all, I've got that and the green beans wrapped in bacon. It's little packets, little sachets of green beans wrapped in a slice of bacon with like a sauce over the top. And we have what the old Southern white people call brown rice. Y'all, it's white rice, but it's got cream of this and beef consomme and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a casserole. It's baked. Yeah, it goes excellent with steak. It really does. Mm-hmm. Mac and cheese and asparagus. Ooh, so, you know, there'll be a little TT smelly. But
well,
yeah,
you'll know when someone has an accident.
Well, it's true. And so, y'all, Tootie is bringing some stuff. My aunt's bringing some stuff. My mother is making some sort of like apple salad that's kind of like, is it a dessert? Is it just something a little light to go with your... Yeah, she wanted to make coleslaw, and we fought about this, and she said, but people might like coleslaw. And I said, you do not have coleslaw with prime rib. This is $180 right. worth of organic prime or grass-fed prime rib. Nobody wants coleslaw with it. Don't do it. Well, I just don't do it. And y'all, she just couldn't help herself. Well, I just want to make a red velvet cake. No. No. Well, but no. No one needs a red velvet cake. No one's going to eat it. There will be cheesecake, and there will be something sweet from Toot Toot, but that's it. And y'all, there are only 9 people coming. We for one meal, we don't need 4 cakes. I mean, don't you? But either way, so y'all, it's now.
Well,
now
you'll have to report back how many cakes there were.
How many would you guess? Because I am guessing 4.
I will guess. I think there'll be 2 cakes and...
Now, in addition to the cheesecake.
Right. Okay. In addition to the cheesecake, but there will also be some sort of bar dessert.
There better not be. There absolutely better not be.
And there'll be some Christmas cookies.
I don't think there'll be cookies. The Vaders are not cookie people.
No, but there's somebody from the church. Somebody from the church dropped these off. Oh, that's and true. So, you know, that's we're just going to put those out.
Y'all, Ike's mother, Miss Elma Ray, y'all, she is not coming.
Oh, she is so not. There are no rolls.
I've also got the dough in the freezer. Y'all, I made fresh rolls from scratch using kind of like their sweet roll, kind of like Texas Roadhouse. And I let them rise on a tray and then threw them in the freezer. And then now they're in the Ziploc. So I'll take them out and bake those off on Thursday.
Now,
morning.
She was the one that made the rolls.
She
right?
is. Absolutely. Y'all, yes, she makes the Parker House rolls. I don't like Parker House rolls. So I'm not sorry she's not making the rolls.
But, you know, they make good biscuit toast the next morning.
I wouldn't disagree with that. I wouldn't disagree with that. But, like, for to eat with a prime rib, no. You
well,
need a.
They might have a nice. They could sop up the juice though.
I see. I don't think it could. Not like my rolls will. And then, y'all, I'm making. I've got a cowboy butter, but that's one of the things I need the green onions for that I can't find. Is it's just a compound butter with thyme, green onions, you know, chili powder, garlic, like a lot of crushed garlic and stuff like that in it. So. But I need green onions for that. I also need green onions for the remoulade sauce to dip the scrimps in. Cause y'all, we are Southern, and I know some of you are screaming remoulade sauce. You dip shrimp in cocktail sauce, and that is true if you are Northern. But y'all, and fried shrimp is pretty good in cocktail sauce sometimes, and I've had that like down here. But y'all, the way that we eat shrimp, we do not. I mean. A lot of times, y'all, we
eat shrimp with cocktail sauce.
I don't mind it, but it's just not traditional. It is not. That's not true. Let me not say that because I'll get hate e-letters, which would be better than
from
no
who?
E-letters. But yeah.
Say it. We need content.
Yeah. But y'all, I would say that down here in the South, cocktail sauce isn't the only sauce that we like with our seafood. And so y'all are real like easy for me to say, like Cajun style remoulade sauce that's olives and capers, green onions, dill would be in there, thyme, hot sauce, lemon. Y'all, that's some good stuff. If you've never had that to dip your like not fried shrimp, although I'm sure that's fine, but like, you know, boiled shrimp, cold shrimp, cocktail shrimp, jumbo shrimp with the tail on that you dip in sauce. Mm-hmm. That's delicious. That's how That's how we do it. And also, y'all, the old people don't like spicy food. And cocktail sauce, even, it's got a little bit too much kick for them. So anyway.
Too much horseradish in this.
Yeah, I know. Well, Tootie said, I'm bringing the horseradish, too. Don't forget. I said, well, I made a big thing of cowboy butter, and half of it I'm going to put in a little dipper. Do y'all have a little dipper? It's the little tiny crock pot that you use for dips. So yes. I said, half of it, tiny. It's maybe holds a cup and a half of liquid. I said, yeah, half of it I'm going to put in a little dipper so people can, you know, put it over their steak or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the other half I'll have, like, sliced so people can put it on there and spread it or whatever. She said, I'm bringing the horseradish, but I don't know why you're the only one who'll eat it. And I said, well, your horseradish is delicious. Because, y'all, she uses the Duke's mayonnaise and, you know, delicious. But yeah, so that's my Kurma Day plans. Y'all, on Friday this past week, y'all, I was done with coal mine. So y'all, I did it.
What did you do?
Y'all, I made the worst decision I've made in a long time.
Oh.
Y'all, I got in the jalopy and headed to Florida. And
uh-oh.
Y'all, I'm going to be, well, y'all, I left late, which is part of the issue, because Navy Lair came by. And, y'all, I'm sorry, but the holidays are tough, because Navy Lair has some commitments that he deals with around holidays. And so I knew I wasn't going to see him much. So, you know, I delayed my departure by what I thought was going to be 30, 40 minutes, but it ended up being like 3.5 hours. I don't know what happened, but I like Navy Lair.
Well, I think we all know what happened.
That's true. That's true. But y'all, Navy Lair is about 6'4" and 250 pounds. And you know what? You do not say no to Navy Lair.
Right.
And so, but y'all, I got on the road and I had a few little stops to make and whatever, but y'all, when
did
I
you
tell
go to Bucky's,
well, let me get to that. Okay. That's part of the reason I was going to Florida is because Father Hat had specifically requested things for his stocking from Bucky's. And I thought I'd be passing one, as did Tootie Toot Toot, but y'all, neither one of us did. Yet I find out 3 days later, or the day we're recording this, that Ike and his and their son had gone to Alabama and had passed about 20 of them. And so to go hunting. So I said, oh, great. Great. Thanks. Glad I did this. But y'all, when I tell you to get on I-95 to go to Florida, it's about 55 miles from the Vader family compound to the interstate.
Right.
That
The 95.
Y'all, that was the fastest part of the trip.
Oh.
It was bumper-to-bumper traffic all the way to Brunswick, Georgia. Y'all, I was going to Tampa to go gambling at the Hard Rock Casino. And I was stopping by to have a little snack with Extra Special Chris, who was in Memory Lane, Florida. And yes. So it was going to be out of my way to go that way versus going through, like, Gainesville and that sort of area. But I made it to Brunswick, Georgia. And stayed at the motel, got up the next morning, went to the Boosie's because I said, I'm just going to go ahead and go to the Bucky's. That way I won't be cheap if I lose all my money at the casino. I'll have everything mm-hmm. purchased already. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. y'all, I bought them out. Y'all, the ladies in the Vader family, y'all, they love a funny dish towel with a saying on it. True friends don't care how clean your house is. They care if you have wine, you know, so Tootie's getting that. And y'all, they had some, you know, like, y'all, I have a shirt to wear for Crema Day. And some of you are going to get it, and I'm not going to explain it, but the Vaders will get it. It says, I don't know why the carpet's wet, Margo. So... y'all, it made me smile, and I don't buy t-shirts with all that shit on them, even though I have something like that on right now. But, this was a gift from Vegas Matt, but
does it say I'm with Margo?
No, this one says Image and it explains what Image is. But, either way, y'all, I got on the road from the Boosie's on Saturday morning, and y'all, the Google map showed that traffic that I had set in, y'all, what should be about a 3-hour drive to Brunswick took me about 5.5 hours on Friday. Ugh. And it showed it was going to take 9.5 hours to get to the Tampa from there. Y'all, it should be about 4.5 to get to the casino from there. Y'all, do you know what I did?
Turned right around and came right back to the Vader family compound.
Was home by 2:00. I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. I cannot do it. I'm going to be frustrated when I get there. But the worst part of that is then I've gotten myself that much further that I have to get home on Monday because I was planning on coming home today, Monday. And I said, I'm not doing this. So y'all, I turned around and came back home. And y'all, on a Monday, y'all, I went out with Barb and y'all, we cut trees down and pruned. Oh. We set a community sign and some concrete. I don't even know. I got to run over to Clarice's here in a minute to get her to sign some stuff. And then I got to run down to the Register of Deeds next week and release some liens. Y'all, it's been a week. Ooh. But that's my week. Ooh. And I hope everyone, I'm serious, I hope all of you have a very Merry Christmas. Because, I mean, and aww. I hope Santa Claus brings you what you want. Aww. And I hope Big Fatty doesn't overbeverage at brunch. I don't think that'll happen. But I really hope the Nip doesn't overbeverage at brunch.
That makes
I think that might happen, actually. But yeah. Yeah, so y'all, I know where Big Fatty is going to brunch, and yeah, I suspect those mimosas and the blood is are strong.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of quote-unquote famous people born on this day, and I have to explain to you who they are because you'll never know, and then we have to guess together if they're dead or alive. Big Fatty, who you got?
Well, first up, we have got Claudia Taylor Johnson.
Oh, CTJ, Claudia Taylor Johnson. Y'all, alive and well, Claudia Taylor Johnson was, or is, I guess still will forever be, an astronaut.
Yeah, if she's alive.
Yes. Yes, as an astronaut. Mm-hmm. She was not
as
on
an
that
astronaut.
Challenger. She was not on that.
No, she wouldn't be alive. Claudia Taylor Johnson, dead as a doornail.
Oh, no.
She was First Lady of the United States from 1963 to 1969. Y'all, you probably know her best as Lady Bird Johnson.
Who else you got?
Barbara Billingsley.
Oh, Lord. I sense a theme. Barbara Billingsley, y'all, dead as a doornail. And y'all, she was the first female governor of Texas.
Barbara Billingsley is indeed dead. And she was an American actress and was the mother on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh,
amazing. How about that? Yeah. Jean Rayburn.
Jean Rayburn. Ooh. Dead. Has to be dead by now. Y'all, he was an actor, and then he was, oh God, in Petticoat Junction, he was the shopkeeper whose name I cannot remember.
Sam Drucker,
yes.
Okay, Gene Rayburn is indeed dead. He was an American radio performer and TV game show host of The Match Game.
Ooh.
All right, let's see what we got here next. We've got Diane Sawyer.
Ooh, career is dead, but she's alive, y'all. She's the host. She's the news anchor on ABC, I think.
Diane Sawyer is indeed alive. She was an American newscaster. She was on the Shuster Minutes for a while and the ABC Primetime. Do we have time for just one more? Okay.
All right, who you got?
Maurice Gibb and Robin Gibb.
Oh, the Bee Gees, they're alive.
Maurice Gibb Robin Gibb were two of the three Bee Gees.
Oh.
I didn't know they were twins.
I think I knew that.
And both dead as a doornail.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maurice died in 2003 and Robin died in 2012.
Lord.
So.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
Any Vader family traditions?
Y'all, the best thing we do is we open the gifts on the Prima Eve. at night. And then we don't ever have to speak of it ever again.
Yeah, look. You know, my family, we always like to highlight is to go out in the front yard and plug in the electric Jesus.
Y'all, the Hatterina said I could have the electric Jesus if I wanted it.
Ah, you should bring it.
I'm not opposed to it. I just have to see if it'll fit in the jalopy. The whole set is quite large.
You know what? You could just put Jesus, since it's the self-driving car, you can put Jesus in the driver's seat and say, Jesus, take the wheel.
And he'll say, all right.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of somebody who will never say, Jesus, take the wheel, might say, hydrogen, take the wheel.
Right, maybe. But that's usually just during a spin out on the 101.
Ah, forgot about the spin out on the 101. How could I forget that?
Too soon. Oh. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you for calling.